The topic, today's topic is another method for linear systems. Yet another method for linear systems. We will speak about the famous conjugate gradient method. Historically, this is the, I could say, the last method developed for this problem. The idea is the following. The idea is to transform the problem of solving the linear system A by X equal to B for, this is important, symmetric positive definite matrices. Into a minimization problem. So the solution will be computed by using methods which are typical for this kind of problems. A stressing feature of this method is the fact that it can be viewed as a direct and iterative method as well. The reason is due to the fact that its definition has mainly iterative features, but under it can be proven that a finite number of iterations is sufficient. Finite number of iterations, always. So it can be considered a direct method. Moreover, we will see that under common suitable, I could say, assumptions, a few number of iterations is required. The advantages given by this method are mainly in the fact that also for large values of the size n, often a good approximation of the solution can be computed with a low number of iterations. Well, the idea, how for positive definite, real positive definite matrices A, this transformation can be done. It is quite simple. If we consider B
the quadratic functional phi of x defined as 1/2 x transposed by a by x minus b transposed by x. This is a functional defined in r to the n with values in r. If you expand in scalar terms, you have the sum of the two indices of A by x sub I by x sub j minus the scalar product. So if we ask when the minimum over r to the n of phi is reached, we can state immediately that the condition of stationarity, that is, the gradient of phi is zero, is a necessary and sufficient condition for the minimality. We, you know, the gradient will be denoted with this symbol. So we are searching for the value of the vectors x which annihilates the gradient. We give a look to the gradient. The partial derivative of phi with respect to x sub k, and we find that this derivative is simply the kth equation of the linear system A by X equal to B. So solving the linear system and minimizing this functional are two ways of seeing the same problem. So now you guess which is the idea. The idea is to search and approximate the minimum of phi by using what? A gradient method. Phi will be minimized by using now there is a lot of things or property or relations that will be necessary or useful to cope with this problem. The first
we have already found, in the sense that if we define as R of X the residual in X as B minus A by X, we have already found that the gradient of phi is minus, you see the sign is changed, the gradient of the functional is the residual computed in the same vector changed of sign. All the gradient methods are defined as iterative method, starting from we will put the iteration index as a subscript, the first guess x by 0 chosen in some way. We will use this notation because it's the same you will find in the excerpts of the book. P sub k is the direction. Alpha sub k is the step. A sequence x sub k will be produced. We will proceed by writing on the side of the blackboard the various definitions and relations which will be needed during the development of the method. So we will start. There are many, so it is important to number, it is easier to number them. Definition. Of the method. We have already shown that the gradient is minus the residual. The residual in the kth iterate will be simply denoted by R sub k. So it is important that it's essential that the chosen direction P sub k is a descent direction, direzione di discesa, descent direction. You know that the condition you have already seen in the optimization modulus, the condition is that the scalar product between the direction and the gradient computed at the kth iteration is negative, unless the gradient is already zero. But we have seen that there is a minus sign, sorry. We have seen that the gradient is minus the residual. So the condition
comes in a positivity
request for this scalar product. We may write here
that anyhow
the direction would
will be chosen according to this requirement.
A common used kind of gradient method is the so-called exact line search.
Ricerca esatta.
This criterion regards the choice of the step alpha. We can easily obtain a formula for alpha imposing that along the direction established with the choice of peak sub k, we will stop at a point x sub k plus 1 where the value of the functional is minimum along this line.
So I
think you already know this.
Alpha will be
chosen as the argmin of phi along this line, so the points, the vectors of this line can be written as x sub k plus alpha p sub k. The condition for this minimality is again a stationarity condition. You can consider the partial derivative of phi with respect to alpha, which can be expressed as the gradient of phi in the point, scalar product by the direction. We want that this derivative is zero. Which formula is derived by this condition? We have that the gradient is minus the residual. So you can write minus the residual B minus the residual in this point scalar product P sub K. Change the sign and find that B minus A by X sub K is by definition the residual R sub K. Then we have minus plus, sorry. Minus we complete the scalar product, the residual transposed by P minus now
alpha, the transpose of P, by A transposed, by A is symmetric. So we have again A, finally by P, equal to zero. From this equation, you find an explicit formula for alpha, say alpha sub k, which turns out to be equal to plus the denominator is the quadratic form, and numerator you have this quantity.
Are we sure that either derivative is nil or we are at the minimum function?
This is a necessary condition. This is a necessary condition. To answer to your question, we want to be sure that, however, that the direction P, the chosen direction P, is a descent direction. So we have to remember that this condition must be verified. So let us write here on the left as the formula,
let us go as
the formula 3, the previous, and now with the label 4, the value just found for we remark that this is a positive number, since the denominator is positive. Why? Because A is positive definite. The numerator is positive due to the condition for P to be a descent direction. So this value is strictly positive. Well, we are also able now to compute the new residual R sub k plus 1 instead by its definition, the known term minus a by x sub k plus 1, by using updating the previous value. This will be useful in the computational scheme. The definition says that this residual is this difference, but the new iterate is obtained from the previous with the iterative scheme so if you put together B and this product, you find
the previous value of the residual minus alpha by A by P. Again, we write here this updating formula for the residuals. Okay. A last known property connected with the exact line search is the orthogonality. This is a general property of the exact line search. The gradient for the exact line search, please know that the gradient in the new point is orthogonal to the previous direction. You know this from optimization. In our scenery, the gradient is, in the new point, is minus the residual with index k plus 1. The previous direction is p sub k. So this property, in our case, we can drop the minus sign, is the orthogonality between the residual with index k plus 1 and the direction p sub k. We label this last orthogonality relation with 6. Well, these are general properties of the gradient, of a gradient method with the exact line search. There is no particular feature. So, in order to apply a method of this kind and to have convergence results, we have to decide how the direction P sub k will be chosen. If I choose P, I can compute anyhow the residual, then I can compute alpha, then I can compute the new iterate vector. So this is a crucial choice, which has strong implications over the behavior of the method, in particular over its convergence. Well, most common chosen directions are the things minus the gradient in phi. This choice is called the steepest descent gradient method.
La direzione di discesa più ripida.
Steepest descent. From now on, we consider this choice.
Obviously, we have
that the condition 3 is verified. You have here the scalar product
of the residual by itself, so
it is strictly positive, unless it is 0. And
we can adjust also sum, in this case, one at least of the formulas displayed there above, the formula for alpha.
Here we could also write here simply the true norm of the residual squared and here we have the quadratic form computed for the residual R.
A few words about the behavior of this variant of the gradient method, the steepest descent. The most important result says that the steepest descent method for quadratic forms, that is our case, always converges.
It can be shown that the steepest descent variant
always means
for any starting point converges to
a minimum, in our case the minimum, because in our case the minimum is unique,
to the minimum which is the solution of the linear system.
This is a delicate aspect
with rate of convergence.
We don't use a standard rate of convergence definition. We give a relationship between the initial error,
just recall that we define,
as in most iterative methods, the vector error E key as
the difference between the solution
and the iterate vector. Well, this inequality holds a norm, I will say you which kind of norm, of the vector, of the initial vector error, multiplied by the power with exponent k of this constant this bound gives an idea of the
of how the convergence is or not fast.
The symbol me
means, as usual, the condition number with respect to the two norm of the matrix A.
And the norm that has to be considered here is not the two norm, but is another norm, matrix norm, inducive matrix norm, closely related to the two norm, defined for completeness, defined as given a symmetric positive definite matrix A, as in our case, the norm A of a vector z is defined as the square root of this quadratic form. If the matrix A is the identity, you will find again the two norm. Otherwise, this norm can be proven that it is an inducent matrix norm, and that is a vector. It is a vector norm. It is not a matrix norm. It is a vector norm which induces another norm over the matrices. Is a generalization of the two norm. Well, what is the meaning of this inequality? When the convergence is fast. The convergence is fast when the numerator of this constant is small. When this numerator is small, when the condition convergence is fast, it's surely fast when the condition number is near one. You know that this number is always larger than or equal to one. A is symmetric, so if you apply the definition of condition norm, of condition number with regard to the two norm, in this case you find that the condition number is the ratio between the minimum, the maximum and the minimum of the eigenvalues, of the real positive eigenvalues of A. So we can conclude that convergence is fast when all the eigenvalues have about the same value. This means that if the eigenvalues are spread over a wide interval, the convergence may be slow. A famous example, which you can find in all books dealing with this method, gives a direct justification, intuitive justification, of a possible case of slow convergence. If you have you consider a case with size, with dimension 2, so you have a quadratic form of size 2, and if you consider, represent the contour lines curve di livello, contour lines of the quadratic form that is a set of points where in the plane which satisfy this equation, in the case of a quadratic form you will have contour lines which are ellipses. If you start from an arbitrary point, initial point x sub 0, you consider the contour line passing through this point. We are applying the steepest descent, so we will move along a direction, say P sub 0, which is orthogonal to the contour line. For the geometric properties which are expressed by those relations, x sub 1 will be located over another contour line where this direction, the P sub 0 direction, is tangent. This will be x sub 1. The new direction, I suppose that x sub 1 is here, will be orthogonal to the previous line, as stated by the formula 6. You will stop here over another contour line. You will find here x sub 2. And it is possible that in a situation of one of the two eigenvalues much larger than the other, a zigzag behavior of the convergence occurs. This is possible. It is also possible that we have convergence in just one step. If we start from here, the orthogonal direction gives the exact solution just in one iteration. So all is possible. But we have to preview the worst situation, and the worst situation with a slow convergence can occur in the case of a large eccentricity of the quadratic form. So also if a general satisfying, I could say, convergent result hold, it makes sense to search another kind of gradient method which has not these disadvantages, possibly slow convergence. Another choice of P sub k, always inside the class of gradient methods with exact line search.
instead of choosing
p equal to the residual, we modify, slightly modify, the direction by adding a vector of the form beta sub k by the previous direction. Who is beta?
Beta will be chosen such that the following relation holds.
This double scalar product, P sub k, A P sub k minus 1, must be 0. This property is called a conjugation. So, the idea is just the following. It may seem a strange idea. The direction is modified in a way that allows this orthogonality relation. Surprisingly, the consequences of this choice are very impressive because it can be shown, we will show this in the second part of the lesson. Not only that one, the new pk is again a descent direction, which is essential, but also that this is the most important property of this method, all the residual are mutually orthogonal. If we start with an initial residual R sub 0, then we apply this formula, we will see how beta can be computed. The other formula, the other formulas are the same. They will be written in various different forms, but substantially the starting point is the same. And we will find going on with the iterations several residuals which have hold the property that if we consider two different residuals, the scalar product must be zero. They are all orthogonal. This implies that after at most n iterations, the exact solution is reached. Why? Because it is not possible to have more than n non-zero mutually orthogonal vectors in R to the n. So this is the simple, surprising, I say again, reason for which in this case, the gradient method, the variant of the well-known gradient method, behaves exactly as a Dirac method. We stop here for 10 minutes, as usual. Questions? This comment, an historical comment, this method was found in the 50s, in 1952, and then it did not deserve much consideration. Only after several decades, with the development of informatics and computer science, it was realized that for linear systems of high or large dimension, an iterative methods converging with a few iterations could be competitive with regard to the commonly used Dirac and other iterative methods. Okay.